Former Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo testifying at a Republican-led hearing today, focusing on Cuomo's response to COVID cases in the state's nursing homes early in the pandemic. A GOP report finding Cuomo was, quote, reckless on New York's policy to readmit nursing home patients after they contracted the virus. Cuomo firing back, saying the U.S. and New York had a high COVID death rate due to former President Trump's response.
Our hospital system nearly collapsed, and Trump was threatening to send federal troops to blockade New York so no one could leave. That was the federal response.
The pandemic and economic impact will likely be a topic at tonight's presidential debate in Philadelphia. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris say they are ready. An investigation underway after two planes collided on a taxiway at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport today. A Delta jet clipped the tail of that regional plane. No injuries. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Airports in Wisconsin are getting a share of $34 million from Washington for upgrades. The airport at Appleton is getting $3 million to add on to its terminal building. The airport in Madison is getting $6 million to fix up its taxiways. After Kamala Harris and Donald Trump debate tonight, the campaign resumes at full speed. Lisa Hale reports.
Tim Walz will be in Wausau on Friday and Superior on Saturday. Walz and Vice President Harris plan to hit every battleground state in just 4 days. While Walz stumps in Wisconsin and Michigan, Harris plans to be in North Carolina and Pennsylvania. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
Debate coverage begins on many Civic Media stations and online tonight at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Friday, September 20th at 5 p.m., Copper Falls State Park is having their new pavilion dedication. The dedication will feature donor plaque and bricks displays, a new facility tour, a ribbon-cutting ceremony with dignitaries, and refreshments. Remember, though, a park admission sticker is required. Again, that is Friday, September 20th at 5 p.m. at Copper Falls State Park for their new pavilion dedication. The next day, Saturday, September 21st, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's Copper Falls State Park Fall Festival, featuring such things as arts and crafts, food and entertainment, demonstrations, children's activities, a raffle, and much more. A park admission sticker is required, and remember, pets are prohibited at this location in the park. Again, that is Saturday, September 21st, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Copper Falls State Park for their Fall Festival. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers will have to get by without QB1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jordan Love is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks with an MCL sprain, and head coach Matt LaFleur says that rumors of the Packers looking for another quarterback are unfounded.
Despite reports, it's crazy to me, like how people come up with some of these things, and I think you're always you explore every possibility, but at no point in time do we ever have any discussions with anybody.
On Sunday, it will be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. Wisconsin football plays Alabama this week, and head coach Luke Fickell says that they're the best program in college football.
Over the last 20 years, who's been the best team in college football? And there's no doubt it's been Alabama. So regardless of where they are at this moment, this is as good a football team that there is in the country and has been for a really, really long time. And
kickoff is at 11 a.m. Saturday. And tonight, the Brewers begin a 6-game road trip in San Francisco. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Evening clouds with maybe a sprinkle or brief shower. Partly cloudy tonight. Low mid-50s. Mostly sunny and warmer for Wednesday and Thursday. Highs into the low 80s. And partly cloudy and around 80 Friday. Maybe an isolated shower or storm Saturday. Right now it's 78 degrees.
98 Q Country.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution. But my heart said, go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so.
about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind online. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice, I'm sold. I'm a lady in a long black dress, but she won my heart. It was no contest, with a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love and laugh about the way we met that day when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice, I'm sold. I'm a lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
That was the Grundy County Auction, also known as Sold. John Michael Montgomery here on 98Q Country. I've got Lee Bryce, who can't hold himself off. We've got to wait here for just a second. Oh, nope. Nope, pause button's not working. Here's rumor from Lee Bryce. We'll talk Packers in about 10 minutes on 98Q Country.
Girl, you know I've known you forever. How many nights have we hung out together? Same little crowd, little bar, little town, round this old dance floor. My boys are laughing, tap me on the shoulder, making a motion like a jaw get any closer. They wanna know what's up, why I'm still holding you, even when the song is over. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. Trying to deny this feeling, I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? We make it true. Like I shut them down, tell them all the crazy. I can do whatever you want me to do, baby. Or you could lay one on me right now. We could really give them something to talk about. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round. What you say would make it true, baby. Oh, be honest, girl. Now, do you wanna do this or not? Should we keep on talking, girl? Or should we just make them stop? There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up a little town the last week or two. Oh, tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it and you feel it too. There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it, make it true?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
town, just my boy and me, with a Happy Meal in his booster seat, knowing that he couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old said a four-letter word. It started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. Got back home and I went to the barn. I bowed my head and I prayed real hard. Said, Lord, please help me help my stupid self. The next side of bedtime later that night, turning on my son Scooby-Doo night light, he crawled out of bed and he got down on his knees. He closed his little eyes, folded his little hands, spoke to God like he was talking to a friend. And I said, son, now where'd you learn to pray like that? He said, I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. Some things and holding mama's hand, yeah, we're just alike, hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do, so I've been watching you. With tears in my eyes, I wrapped him in a hook, said my little bear is growing up. And he said, but when I'm big, I'll still know what to do. I've been watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. By then I'll be strong as Superman, we'll be just alike, hey, won't we, Dad? When I can do everything you do, 'cause I've been watching you.
He had hard work caked on his overalls, sweat on his neck, chow in his jaw, when a stranger pulled up and met him outside his barn. Said, sir, I don't know if you ever would, but I built houses and neighborhoods, and I was wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. With his old dog barking and running around, he paused for a second, spit on the ground and kicked a little gravel, looked down and said, this is my dirt, these are my fields, where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill, I built that barn with my two hands, where I raise my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a of land, the money be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. This is my dirt. Great granddaddy bought it for 100 acres. He just got married when he signed the papers. Him and his brother
fence post here. We put in the ground, ran the barbed wire, and pulled the plow. Every last hay bale we bailed it. Yeah, I'd hate to be the first to sell it. This is my day. My dirt. This is where five generations will pray for rain. They'll cover me in it when the good Lord calls my name. This is my dirt. These are my fields where I harvest what I plant. That little pond, I catch bluegill. I built that barn with my hands, where I raised my babies, a piece of me. Now this ain't just a piece of land. The money'd be great, but I can't part ways with a life that works. You can't put a greenback dollar on what it's worth. And this is my dirt.
To party.
And there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98 Q Country.
George Strait here on 98Q Country with Heartland. I have made it the first 2 hours of hanging out with you today and bringing you country hits and classics until 7 o'clock without talking about any sort of football, really, but I can't hold off any longer. I've been diving in, collecting Packers info. Maybe you heard the Titletown Report at 3 o'clock like we have every weekday here on 98Q Country. One of the main stories, of course, is that Malik Willis will be starting on Sunday against the Colts, but equally important is that Jordan Love is not not going on the injured reserve. As always today, I will take a little bit of a casual fan's perspective, crack it open no further than anybody really needs to know, but for those of us interested who care just a little bit more, I think I bring valuable perspective. If I'm totally wrong, if you'd like to add something, if you'd like to tell me what something I missed, especially if I do screw up, you can email us anytime, wcqm@civicmedia.us. I'd love to hear what you think about the Packers and where their season is headed. So, like I said, Malik Willis is starting Sunday, Jordan Love not going on injured reserve. Those and several other layers of info hint that Love is expected back in the 3 to 4 week range. Basically, the fact that he's not going on IR means that he's not expected to be out for 4 weeks or longer. Why? Because when you're put on the injured reserve during the season, you have to miss at least four games. You have to. That allows you to use that roster spot for another player, which is exactly what we would do if the injury was bad enough to call up Sean Clifford from the practice squad. He's the QB who was one of the two training camp QBs, along with Michael Pratt, who we drafted earlier in the year, who did not make the 53-man roster. Sean Clifford, of course, was kept for the 16-man practice squad. Let's see here. Also remember that the NFL just recently vetoed a rule change that would have allowed an emergency quarterback who didn't count against the 53-man cap. So room would have to be made to bring Clifford up, like I said. LaFleur has even stated directly that Malik is starting because he's on the roster. All this to say, if we were sure, even mostly sure, that it would be 4 weeks plus that Love would be out, we would not be using that roster spot for him. It would be an absolute waste. We would need to be looking at a backup. Furthermore, LaFleur has clarified that they have not done any contacting of outside quarterbacks, which, I'll be honest, I would say that if I were him too, even if it weren't true. I don't want to tip my hand too far. That might give Ryan Tannehill some bargaining power if I need to try to cut a cheap deal. The other thing, one piece that you might be asking is why not put Malik on the practice squad? He's still on his rookie contract. He's not going to have anything to do with the practice squad. Frankly, I'm actually not even sure that a player on a rookie contract can be put on a practice squad. I think so, but you don't see it very often, especially because players are still deemed to have enough potential to give him a fair shake. That's our first toe dipped into the water of the Packers. I will talk more about Packers between now and 5 o'clock, as well as after 5 o'clock, and maybe even after 6 o'clock. Actually, in about 20 minutes, we'll be talking local sports. I might knock on the Packers' door again, but we will certainly be talking about them again before I'm off today at 7 o'clock. Brewers pregame, they're taking on the Giants tonight, first of a three late game series. Pregame 8:10, first pitch 8:45 tomorrow, all the way through that Thursday game. Coming up next on 98Q Country, I've got the Motorsports Minute from the Big Dipper Bar out here in 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road. We'll have a check of the weather, and then it's time for more country hits. Chris Young is up first. I'll be back in about 20 minutes. More sports on 98Q Country. Today's edition of the Motorsports Minute on 98Q Country is brought to you by the Big Dipper Bar. Visit the Big Dipper Bar, 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, accessible by ATV or snowmobile. Open Thursday through Sunday with music every weekend. Enjoy Angry Walleye Bites on Fridays and home-cooked specials on Thursdays. Find the Big Dipper Bar on Facebook.
A wild day in Atlanta shuffles the playoff standings heading to upstate New York. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
From tickets, parking, and travel, race weekends can be stressful. Let Racing Electronics make communication easy. With a scanner and EasyTalk intercom system rental from Racing Electronics, you can effortlessly talk over the noise of the race. Hear uncensored driver and crew communication from every team in the race or tune into the race broadcast with your favorite MRN announcers. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today.
Joey Logano won Sunday's Quaker State 400 at the Atlanta Motor Speedway, advancing his team into the second round of the Cup Series playoffs. But there were several that had tough days in Atlanta, and will now have a bit of an uphill climb the next 2 weeks. Darlington winner Chase Briscoe was caught up in an early accident and finished 38th and is now 20 points outside the all-important top 12. Martin Truex Jr. finished 35th after suspension issues and is 15th in the standings, 18 points out of 12th. And Kyle Larson crashed early and ended up 37th, falling to 10th in points and just 15 points above the cut line. Next up, the road course of Watkins Glen this weekend. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is your complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Good afternoon. We're coming to the end of the day. How did your investments perform today? Is it time to apply for Social Security benefits? Or maybe you've retired and you have to figure out what to do with your 401k. So many questions can be overwhelming. Let the experienced team at Forward Investment Services guide you through the steps needed to meet all of your financial goals. Learn more online at forward.bank/investments or visit their Park Falls or Phillips locations. Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantees. May lose value. Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Want a great taste at Lena's Northern Pines and Resort on Butternut Lake? Big G here, and this is my kind of place. Starting Tuesday, diving south of the border with make-your-own tacos. Wednesday's pasta night. Thursday brings you German fare. And back by popular demand, Friday is the fish and seafood buffet. Weekends, all you can eat breakfast starting at 7 a.m. Plus, savor Saturday night prime rib and Sunday smoked ribs and pork bellies. Don't forget the sensational soup and salad bar. Visit Lena's Northern Pines on Lakeshore Drive in Butternut and Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Again, Scent Bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, Maracas, senor. But his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maracas smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Evening clouds with maybe a sprinkle or brief shower, partly cloudy tonight. Low mid-50s. Mostly sunny and warmer for Wednesday and Thursday. Highs into the low 80s. And partly cloudy and around 80 Friday. Maybe an isolated shower or storm Saturday. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for you.
I love
98Q Country.
I've been a rolling stone all my life, flying all alone, flying blind. I've seen it all. I've been around, I've been lost and I've been found. But who I am with you is who I really want to be. You're so good for me. And when I'm holding you, it feels like I've got the world in my hands. Yeah, a better man is who I am with you. I've got a ways to go on this ride, but I got a hand to hold. It feels just right. You make me high, you make me wanna hold on tight. It's who I am with you, it's who I really wanna be. You're so good for me. And when I'm holding you, it feels like I've got the world in my hands. Yeah, a better man.
It's just different. We've been talking about forever since we've been together. Something battering makes you think we're better off with all this, but we're caught in between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face when I walked out that door. That's when midnight in Austin. Damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's this all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks? Between a rock and a hard place. For the record, shit, throwing in the towel takes some effort. So I'd rather ride it out for better weather. Together between a rock and a hard place. Red wine and mistakes, tears rolling down your face when I walked out that door. That's when I lost it. Midnight in Austin. Damn, I'm exhausted. What the hell's it all for? Is this where it mends or it breaks? Between a rock and a hard place.
between a rock and a hard place. Tears rolling down in your face as I walked out that door.
All his life, you know it drove mama crazy being a trucker's wife. The part she couldn't handle was being alone. I guess she needed more to hold than just a telephone. Papa called mama each and every night just to ask her how she was and if his kids were alright. Mama would wait for that call to come in, but when daddy'd hang up, well, she was gone again. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good and loving jealous kind. Papa loved mama, mama loved me. Mama's in the graveyard, papa's in the bin. Well, it was bound to happen one night it did. Papa came home and it was just us kids. He had a dozen roses and a bottle of wine. If he was looking too surprised, well, she was doing fine. I heard him cry for mama up and down the hall. Then I heard a bottle break against the bedroom wall. That old diesel engine made an eerie sound when Papa fired it up and headed into town. Well, the picture in the paper showed the scene real well. Papa's rig was buried in the local motel. The desk clerk said he saw it all real clear. He never hit the brakes and he was shifting gear. Mama was a looker, Lord, how she shined. Papa was a good and brother, jealous kind. Papa loved mama, mama loved me. Mama's in the graveyard, papa's in the pen.
With us?
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
Hadn't had a good time since you know when. Got talked into going out with hopes you were staying in. I was feeling like myself for the first time in a long time, till I bumped into some of your friends over there talking to mine. Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. I was doing alright, but just your sight had my heart storming. The moon went high, stars quit shining, rain was driving, thunder, lightning, you wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. You hit me like a hurricane. Knew it was gonna be a long night,
talking about us again. If I would have just laid my drink down and walked out, well, I wouldn't be in my truck driving us to your house. But you're rolling with your hair in the wind, maybe without warning. I was doing all right, but just your side had my heart stolen. The moon went hot and stars quit shining. Rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. Hit me like a hurricane. Category 5 with your smile blew me away. And girl, it ain't but midnight. You done killed the lights. Bend my heart back to your bedside. Then you're rolling with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. 'Cause I was doing all right, but just your side had my heart storming.
Another summer day has come and gone away in Paris and Rome, but I want to go home. Maybe surrounded by a million people, I still feel all alone. I want to go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. And I've been keeping that I wrote to you, each one a line or two. I'm fine, baby, how are you? I would send them, but I know that it's just not enough. My words were cold and flat, and you deserve more than that. Another airplane, another sunny place. I'm lucky, I know, but I want to go home. I've got to go home. Let me go home. I'm just too far from where you are. I want to come. Stepped outside when everything was going right. And I know just why you could not come along with me. This was not your dream, but you always believed in me. Another winter day has come and gone away. And even Paris and Rome, and I want to go home. Let me go home. And I'm so
million people, I still feel alone and I wanna go home. Oh, I miss you, you know. Let me go home. I've had my run, baby, I'm done. I'm coming back home. Tonight, I'm coming back home.
Blake Shelton here on 98Q Country with Home. Luke Combs before that with Hurricane. Here we are, time to talk about the scary part on 98Q Country, the aspect of the Packers quarterback situation which scares me the most. Which is fair to say, it's the whole thing. Malik Willis is the scary part. He's only ever started three games. He's a third rounder drafted in 2022 from the Titans, which was a bit of a surprise at the time because Ryan Tannehill was looking good at the moment, but he didn't necessarily look like a long-term solution unless they were able to extend him right then. Either way, a backup was smart to have, and a third-round quarterback often makes either a great backup or an awesome roster surprise. Malik Willis didn't really necessarily look like either of them. He had three starts for the Titans. He went 1-2, and that's scary enough. But if you look closer in the lone victory, he was 6 of 10 for 55 yards, one interception, no touchdowns. Derrick Henry, their running back, who is now on the Ravens, scored both Titans touchdowns in that game. So that bears the question, what will we see against the Colts? Hopefully a lot of growth, but think of Christian Ponder. Yes, that Christian Ponder, the Minnesota Vikings quarterback from about 2010-ish, his job was to hand it to Adrian Peterson. That was the mandatory portion of it anyway. Optionally, he was allowed to fall over if presented an opportunity to do it with style. I don't expect that that's what's going to be Malik Willis's job this Sunday, but there have been successful similar models. That said, we lack Adrian Peterson. Malik is more mobile than Christian Ponder was, but so is your average parade float, so that honestly doesn't tell us much. Put another tally in the "we'll see" column, as the real question after what Malik can accomplish is what can Matt LaFleur accomplish with Malik? That's the big question about what we'll see. We'll talk about local sports over the 5 o'clock hour. Big surprise, I got a little too Packers-oriented. I've got some Aaron Rodgers notes, some other things from around the league. Jeff Hafley will talk about some of the signs of hope from the Eagles game this weekend. We've got more music to bring you. First, a reminder that K&B Refrigeration brings you five in a row between 4 and 5 every weekday. Nate Smith coming up after this on 98Q Country.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
It's time to seize the moment. Trust the team at Round Lake Marina to get you on the water with dock and lift installation services and premium boat rental and sales. They carry the brands you love. Sea Arc, Godfrey, Nautique, Candock, Shore Station, and Pure Pleasure. They're raising the bar for your summer experience, ensuring endless fun and relaxation on the water. Live free, have fun. Visit us at 12480 County Road B in Hayward, Wisconsin, or online at roundlakemarina.com.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Let's talk about your next vehicle with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield, because we have a big event coming. Pete, September 17th to the 23rd, you're bringing all the cars back to Wheelway, right?
We're
bringing them all up. Our year-end fall savings event, all of your vehicles will be marked down, thousands of dollars price to sell. Payments as low as $199 per month.
Check out the flyer. It's got all kinds of information on the sale that they got. And if they bring that flyer in, Pete, that could be worth how much?
Hey, you never know. You might be the $20,000 winner, but if there's somebody else that's guaranteed out of $40,000, that's better odds than the lottery. It's a guaranteed $20,000 plus many other prizes you can win on there.
Grab that flyer, bring it in, check out all the vehicles.
Absolutely. We're going to have trucks, cars, SUVs, minivans. I know it's hard to talk about, but winter's coming up around the corner. You want to have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. And we have every make and model up there in Fifield on 17th to the 23rd of September.
If they have any questions, Pete, about the big event, they can always give you guys a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Salts Festival.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Downtown.
Move it!
To down in the holler. Woo-hoo! Get your country on with us.
So much fun.
Yeah! 98Q Country.
Usually, so neon lights are pretty good for bad goodbyes. They got some girls off of my mind, but baby, not tonight. 'Cause I've been putting in overtime, trying to get over your leaving. You're still right here on my mind. You sure did a number on me.
but I love to fish. I spend all day out on this lake, and hell is all I catch. But today she met me at the door, said I would have to choose. And if I hit that fishing hole today, she'd be packing all her things and she'd be gone by noon. Well, I'm gonna miss her when I get home. Right now I'm on this lake shore, and I'm sitting in the sun. I'm sure it'll hit me when I walk through that door tonight. Yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Oh, looky there, I've got a bite. Oh, I hurry, I could beg her to stay. That water's right and the weather's perfect. No telling what I might catch today. So I'm gonna miss her when I get home. Right lakeshore, and I'm sitting in the sun. I'm sure it'll hit me when I walk through that door tonight. Yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Oh, looky there, another bite. Yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Oh, looky there, I've got a bite.
That's Brad Paisley here on 98Q Country with I'm Gonna Miss Her. We've got top of the hour news coming at 5 o'clock after the band Perry. Coming up next with Better Dig 2. We'll be talking local sports action and a little bit more Packers between 5 and 6 with you till 7 in the 98Q Country studios. Here's Better Dig 2.
Was gonna love you till I was dead. Made you wait till our wedding night. That's the first and the last time I'll wear white. So if the ties and bonds ever do come loose, tie them in a knot like a hangman's noose. But